Howdy neighbors, Ron Hayes, Beef Buzzing with you today with Michael Kelsey. We're talking about upcoming policy discussions in just a moment. Hey cattle producers, you're invited to be a part of the Oklahoma Cattlemen's Association 69th Annual Convention and Trade Show happening the 23rd and 24th of July in Norman, Oklahoma. Great speakers and educational sessions, an outstanding trade show, and a great opportunity to network and catch up with fellow cattle producers. Find out more by going to okcattlemen.org. The Oklahoma Cattlemen's Association Convention and Trade Show, July 23rd and 24th in Norman. You don't want to miss it.
Did you know dairy cows have regular checkups with doctors just like you? Hi, I'm Leanne Vanderlaan, a proud dairy farmer from Oklahoma. Each month, our veterinarian visits our family dairy to make sure the cows are healthy and happy. Because happy and healthy cows produce the best milk and dairy foods for your family and mine. Learn more about our commitment to cow care at DairyDiscoveryZone.com.
We're just days away from the 69th Annual Convention and Trade Show of the Oklahoma Cattlemen's Association. It'll be happening the 23rd, 24th of July, and that's just days ahead of the Cattle Industry Convention and Trade Show that'll be happening in Nashville in early August. That meeting being pushed back from this past winter because of COVID concerns. Nashville's now open, and NCBA will be meeting and having their policy discussions on some big topics. Michael Kelsey says ahead of that meeting, the policy discussions at OCA will mirror some of the issues that he hopes will be talked about in Nashville.
And I anticipate that happening specific to live cattle cash trade, specifically negotiated cash trade. Our membership has been talking about that for a long time. And our task force back in May, our board appointed three different task force. One of them was to work on this issue to just bring the convention a starting point for policy discussion. Obviously, members make the policy. So they may take this and throw it completely out and do something themselves or they may take it and modify it. But it's a starting point. But you're right. We'll flow right into NCBA in August in Nashville with that policy. I would also say the McGirt issue, the task force that was addressing that has a directive, a proposed directive to NCBA regarding tribal sovereignty issues. Oklahoma is not the only state, as we know, not the only state with tribal nations that are present. And so the McGirt issue may have more far-reaching implications than just Oklahoma. And so if the membership adopts this directive, it would ask NCBA to engage more actively on some of the tribal sovereignty issues on a federal basis. And obviously, as Oklahoma, we would be participating in that. But
right. McGirt, what's the conversation going to be like in Norman?
Most of the members that I've talked to, almost without exception, is the issue is the consistency of law. For over 100 years, we've been under Oklahoma law, and that we've built our businesses, we've built the ranch, whatever the beef cattle operation is. Around that, from a tax policy, from an environmental regulation policy, all those types of implications of state law, McGirt has the ability to change that completely in some cases, depending upon who you talk to and how. Obviously, it's only for the Major Crimes Act right now, mm-hmm. but if it's carried forward, it could go into tax authority, environmental authority, all those types of things. And so what the draft says at this point in time is we prefer the way it was. Was simply because that's consistent. But if it's not going to be that way, then we're going to ask our association, OCA in this case, to engage with the tribes, which we've already started to do, to try to have some consistency in law that's directly applicable to us. So think for a minute cattle theft. Think regulation on farm and ranch spraying, pesticide, herbicide application, all those types of things. Mm-hmm. So if McGirt's going to stand, and by the way, there's another Supreme Court case or another case that's moving towards the Supreme Court that would be similar to McGirt. So the court may have an opportunity to rule again on this issue, and who knows what they may do. They may throw it out altogether. They may expand McGirt, or they may just strictly limit it to major crimes. We don't know, obviously, until it takes. But this puts us in action to work with the tribes to try to, again, achieve some consistency. That's what we're after, is consistency, no matter who may be in charge, if you will.
Cattle industry leader Michael Kelsey. You've got the Beef Buzz on Ron.
Stillwater Milling Company, where we take livestock nutrition seriously. A&M feeds are made from ingredients that are tested to ensure safety, quality, and absolutely no fillers. Stillwater Milling Company counsels with Oklahoma State University livestock specialists to stay current on new developments in the care and feeding of livestock. Choose A&M feeds for safe, quality livestock feed. Call Stillwater Milling Company at 1-800-364-6804 for the branch or dealer nearest you.
And that's your Beef Buzz. I'm Ron Hayes.